New York welcomes and shelters the tired, the poor, the persecuted, who have been forced to leave their homes at the whim of a ruling class. Therefore, it's ironic that all Manhattanites face the same horrible uncertainty, knowing that any day they may have to utter the tragic words, "My building's going co-op."
Did you get the tomatoes?
"My building's going co-op. I have to move. This is a nightmare."
"Why don't you just buy the place?"
"Yeah. Okay, sure. That's a great idea."
"Why not?"
"Aiden, I just charged tomatoes. I really don't think that I'm in a position to buy an apartment."
"I am."
"You are?"
"Yeah."
"I had no idea."
"Uh-huh."
"You have a girlfriend, Moneybags?"
"No, I'm afraid so, and she's sexy, and I like it."
"Figures."
"Seriously? You want to talk about this?"
"You're not buying my apartment for me."
"Not for you, for us. I could sell my place and buy this place and that place next door. We could tear down that wall. We could live together."
"So then, what are you... Well, would that make you my landlord or my roommate?"
"Little of both."
"What would the rent be like?"
"Like this?
Does that include utilities?"
"Think about it."
"I have to admit, I was tempted by his offer. We were spending almost every night together already, and we were in love, and moving is such a pain in the ass. And so were the hormone injections. Ow! Charlotte was facing nightly."
"I don't approve of this, Charlotte. You've got more hormones in you than a teenage boy."
"Well, this is what we have to do now."
"I think we should go back to trying to have a baby the old-fashioned way."
"Well, why don't we just sit around and wait for a stork?"
"The doctor said there's still a chance."
"A very, very slim chance."
"Well, that's good news."
"If you had a patient who had a very, very slim chance of living, would that be good news? Would you tell the family, hey, buck up, he's got a shot in hell?"
"Point taken."
"That's why we have to move on to in vitro.
It took Peggy Woodruff 7 years to conceive."
"Who was Peggy Woodruff?"
"A woman I met in the elevator. A lot of couples have trouble conceiving and they all get through it. In our building alone, there are 6 couples who've been through in vitro."
"Charlotte, what did you do? Put up a flyer in the lobby? We're barren. How about you?"
"We're not barren. We're reproductively challenged."
"Oh, and Peggy invited us over on Friday night to hear all about their experiences. Isn't that nice?"
"Oh, as tempting as that sounds. We have the Scottish Society Highland Fling Friday night."
"Do we have to fling?"
"Yes. It's a family tradition. First comes spring, then comes fling. We go every year."
"Okay, but, well, when are we going to talk to the Woodruffs?"
"I don't want to talk to the Woodruffs. I'm a doctor. I'm familiar with in vitro. It's a very invasive procedure. The success rate is extremely low, and it can take years."
"I know, honey. So just in case, I put us on the list for a mandarin baby."
As Charlotte's plan for parenthood progressed with or without Trey, I began to wonder if Aiden's plan was progressing without me. He never officially moved in, but his stuff was everywhere.
"It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. When I see you hanging around with anyone, not unusual to see me cry.
You're getting engaged."
"I threw up. I saw the ring and I threw up. That's not normal."
"That's my reaction to marriage."
"What do you think you might do if he asks?"
"I don't know."
"Just say yes."
"Well, it hasn't been long enough, has it?"
"Trey and I got engaged after only a month."
"How long before you separated?"
We're together now, and that's what matters. When it's right, you just know.
So Carrie doesn't know.
Carrie threw up, so it might not be right.
Maybe this is all happening because my building is going co-op. Is this a real estate merger? Am I a real estate bride?
If there were unlimited apartments in Manhattan, we'd all be single forever.
What did the ring look like?
Well, that's the other thing. The ring was not good.
What do you mean?
It was a pear-shaped diamond with a gold band.
Oh, ick!
Ugh, no wonder you threw up.
It's just not me.
You wear gold jewelry?
Yeah, like ghetto gold for fun, but this is my engagement ring.
I helped pick the ring.
You knew about this?
Aiden wanted a female perspective, and P.S. I was a pregnant woman shopping for a ring with a man who wasn't the baby's father. It's not exactly my dream scenario.
At least you're pregnant.
Are you going to yell at me every time I mention it? Because we've got another 7 months to go.
I'll just say, I'm not ready to get engaged yet, but I love you, and I want to live with you. How does that sound?
Like a no.
But it's a yes to living together. That's a big deal. You know, that's a first for me. Don't I get a little credit for that?
Just try to be nice, because down the road, you might want to marry him.
I'm going to have to act surprised. I wonder when it's going to happen. Do you know when he's going to do it?
No. And you're on your own. I am no longer involved.
Oh. Now you're not involved. Now that I'm stuck with the bad ring. See, that's a nice ring. Aiden should have known that that ring wasn't me. How can I marry a guy who doesn't know which ring is me?
Exactly, honey. Wrong ring, wrong guy.
Is it true what Charlotte said? Does anybody really know when it's right? And how do you know? Are there signs? Fireworks? Is it right when it feels comfortable? Or is comfortable a sign that there aren't any fireworks? Is hesitation a sign that it's not right? Or is it just a sign that you're not ready? In matters of love, how do you know when it's right? Downtown, Samantha was meeting with Mr. Wright. Mr. Richard Wright, that is, the hotel magnate slash mega client who was fast becoming the pain in her ass.
Christ, you're 7 minutes late.
It took me 15 minutes to get through your labyrinth of a lobby.
Where's my London hotel? Bobby De Niro spends the weekend at Blake's and I get knocked off the page. That little fucker has stayed at my place. We gave him the fucking penthouse suite. Now, did you ask somebody what happened, or did you just spend the morning accessorizing?
I talked to the travel editor. I pulled two of our ads. It won't happen again. I also got a full-page feature on the Barcelona property out of it.
Hmm. Not bad.
May I sit down now?
What the hell? Well, what's with you? Female trouble?
Let's just talk business, shall we?
Come on. You can tell me I'm human.
All evidence to the contrary.
I love that you're not scared of me.
My best friend might be getting engaged.
And she didn't ask you to be a bridesmaid?
It's just, why does everybody have to get married and have kids? It's so cliche.
Hey, you're preaching to the converted. I like to sleep around. Whisk somebody off to Rio if the mood strikes me. It's the perfect 9-hour flight. Dinner on the jet. Wake up in Brazil. Spend the weekend at my little 5-star hotel. Who needs a wife when you have a life?
That's all I'm saying.
Meanwhile, Miranda had been waiting for the right place and the right way to tell Steve about the baby.
You want sprinkles?
Steve, I'm pregnant.
Instead, she settled for right now.
You're what?
I'm pregnant. And it's yours.
That would be 6 daughters. You sure?
I've only had one shot in the last few months, and it was you.
And I'm the only guy that you've had sex with.
Hey, it's been a slow summer. Okay, we're done here.
Wow. I guess it's good to know that my warm bottle is still working. So, what now?
I'm gonna have it.
No way. When we were together, I wanted to have a baby. You said you weren't ready.
Well, I'm still not ready, but when am I ever gonna be ready?
Man, I just went into so much debt opening my bar. I'm thinking maybe I should sell it.
No, 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 no. You don't have to do anything. I'm gonna take care of the baby and support it, and you can visit whenever you want, but it's not gonna be your problem. It's my decision, and it's just something I want to do for me.
Then why did you want to talk to me about it?
I just thought you should know.
Oh.
Later that week, I decided to head Aiden off at the pass by taking him out to dinner and accepting his proposal.
So, yes. I say yes to living together. I think that we're ready for that step. Yes, we still have to, you know, work out the money, because I don't want a free ride. We're still individuals, but we'll be sharing a life and an apartment. So, yes, Aiden, I would love to live with you.
Wow. That makes me really happy, Carrie. Because there's something else I want to ask you.
Could you excuse me for a minute?
Sure. Are you okay?
Uh-huh. I'm just going to go to the bathroom. No, I'm sorry.
Hey. Did you want dessert?
No. I would say no to desserts.
All right, then. Listen, Carrie. I know that you wanted to pay. Let me get this.
Oh.
Because your rent's about to skyrocket. Give me a little something. Oh, yeah.
你好。
Good morning. 早上好。
晚上好。
Good night.
晚安。
You're learning Chinese.
Just in case I wouldn't be able to speak
Goodbye.
To the baby.
再见。Don't mention it. 没关系。
Wouldn't we teach the baby to speak?
Well, sometimes you get a slightly older child. And anyhow, we ought to really try to understand her heritage.
So it's a Mandarin girl now, is it?
Well, it's mostly little unwanted girls. But the good news is, since we're both dark-haired, people won't immediately know that she's not ours. I hope you remember to pick up your kilt at the dry cleaner.
You know, I really don't feel like going to the fling tonight.
We have to go. It's a family tradition. We are not going to behave like your typical barren couple. We can't let this get us down. We have to live. Plus, I had a plaid dress made.
Maybe we should look at cutting back on your fertility drugs. Just a thought.
It's my first visit. 我是第一次来这儿。
我是第一次来这儿。 Taxi!
Buddy, you got nobody in there.
Jesus.
Taxi!
Taxi!
Hey, lady! Need a ride?
Is this the city's solution to the cab shortage?
Just a happy coincidence.
Oh, admit it. You drive around looking for me, don't you?
Don't flatter yourself. You're on my turf.
You got the good shops.
Get in. We're holding up traffic. Going home?
Yeah. Are you seriously giving me a ride? Is it on your way?
Nope. Raul, East 73rd Street.
Right away.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Raul and I do this all day. Picking the ladies up, dropping them off.
How have you been?
Good. You?
Very good.
Then I've been very, very good.
It's not a contest.
All right, then I take back one very.
How are things with Country Pat?
You know his name now.
Aiden.
Things are very good there, too.
Oh, what was that?
What?
That smile.
I don't think you want to know.
Oh, I bet I can handle it.
Are you sure?
What the hell?
I think he wants to marry me.
You think or you know?
I know, actually.
And you've discussed it?
No, it's just the kind of thing you know.
Not gonna happen.
Let's not talk about it.
He's not the guy for you.
He might be the guy for me. I'm just not ready yet.
You're never gonna be ready, baby. You're not the marrying kind.
And you, I guess, are? So what does that tell us?
Nobody knows shit.
Yeah. In any case, I'm not taking relationship advice from you.
Hey, I just offered you a ride.
Girl, did you tell Aiden I didn't like the ring?
Did you tell him not to propose?
Carrie, I'm out of this now.
You think he changed his mind? Why hasn't he asked me yet?
You're not saying yes. What's your hurry?
Well, I just think it's weird. You know, he has the ring. What if he realized I'm not the one?
You're not sure that he's the one?
Yeah, but he doesn't know that unless you told him.
Carrie, hang on a second.
Miranda?
Ugh.
What happened? Did someone propose to you?
I don't know why they call it morning sickness when it's all fucking day long. Unless it's M-O-U-R-N, as in mourning the loss of your single life.
Apparently, we've reached the stage where our lives are making us sick. Oh, man, that's getting...
Ow! I'm sore from the shallots.
Sorry.
The New York Scottish Society's annual Highland Fling. Any Scot who was anyone was there, including, of course, Bunny McDougal.
I was wondering when you'd be arriving. You missed dinner and the Loch Leven dancers.
Oh, shoot. Sorry, Mother, my fault. Long day at work. How are you?
Hello, Bunny.
Oh, my dear, don't you look festive? Trey, you must join your brothers. They're out there making complete fools of themselves.
Do you know that dance?
Unfortunately, I do. Excuse me.
It's the Highland Fling, dear. It's what this event was named after.
Something called a fling? It looks like a lot of work.
That's what I used to tell Trey about you. Come on. They say this dance was originally danced on the shield of a clansman.
Oh.
Do you know anything about clans?
Well, I know this is the McDougal clan's tartan.
Yes, well, McDougal is one of the oldest Highland clans in existence. We have a very proud lineage. One I hope you and Trey will be able to perpetuate.
Uh-huh.
Now, I know some things can't be helped, but I must tell you right now, I don't enjoy Mandarin food, and I don't enjoy a Mandarin child.
I don't think that's any of your business.
Oh, but it is my business. The McDougal name will be carried on by sons of your own, not daughters of the South Pacific. Would you care for some shortbread?
No.
Hey, Trey! If we want to have a Mandarin baby, we can have a Mandarin baby. No
then let's not involve the entire Scottish population of New York City, shall we?
I'm serious! I'm doing all the work! I'm getting the hormone shots, and I'm taking the pills, and I'm doing the research, and I am in the chat room with all of the other reproductively challenged women, and I'm learning Mandarin! All you have to do is jerk off into a plastic cup.
Charlotte, get a hold of yourself.
You get a hold of yourself and try to keep your mother out of it.
Charlotte!
Meanwhile, Samantha's professional relationship really started to take off.
I would have taken it off.
I'll buy you a new one.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Hi, we're about to take off, so we need you to buckle your seatbelts.
Thanks, Dwight.
Sure, Dwight. Is this a good idea? You are my boss.
Yes, and I definitely need you to see my property in Brazil.
Oh, well, this is on the clock, then?
No, but... out of curiosity, what do you charge for that sort of thing?
Believe me, you couldn't afford it.
I'm a very rich man.
I'm a very talented woman.
I need you to give me my shot.
For the love of God, we have to do that tonight.
We have to do it every night. If we want to continue the McDougal clan.
I said I was sorry. What else do you expect from me?
I just don't understand why you talk to Bunny. Why don't you talk to me?
Because I don't know how to tell you. I'm exhausted. How much work is a marriage supposed to be?
This is just a tough phase. Once we have a baby...
That could take years. I'm 43. When does it get easy?
This is what a relationship is.
No, this is what our relationship is. I didn't see anyone else getting screamed out on the dance floor.
I'm sorry. It's the hormones.
Well, let's stop taking the hormones.
I can't.
Well, I can't keep doing what we're doing. I love you, but I don't know if I'm cut out for this.
What are you saying?
I don't think I want to have a baby anymore. I don't have the energy. I work hard, and I like to play golf. I just want to be for a while.
So you don't even want to try?
I don't. I don't want to try. If it's the right thing, then it'll happen, and if it's not, then it won't.
We've been planning all along to have a family.
Well, you and I will have to be enough. I mean, I think I could be happy with just the two of us. I'm not sure you can, though.
I'm gonna get some juice.
Charlotte? Are you all right?
I don't know.
Sometimes the question is, how do you know when it's not right?
See, isn't this nice?
It was nice being in the bed.
Well, when Pete has to go, Pete has to go.
Yeah, okay, but why do I have to go?
Keep your old man company, make sure some hottie doesn't come along with little Pooch and steal him away, maybe?
Pete would never leave me. Pete loves me so.
He does, don't you, Pete? Come here. Yeah, he loves you. Pete loves you. Don't you love her? I love her, too. Hey, do you have a baggie? I didn't even bring a baggie.
Wow, this just gets better and better.
Here, hold this, would you? Go ahead, open it.
It's such a beautiful ring.
Really?
Yeah.
I had a different one. Then I changed my mind. This one seemed more like you. I love you, Carrie. There's no one I could love more. I want to live my life with you. What do you think?
Maybe there are no right moments, right guys, right answers. Maybe you just have to say what's in your heart.
Yes.
Gimme. Okay.
That night, I surprised myself.
Who is it?
It's me.
And Miranda was getting a surprise as well.
What are you, fucking crazy?
That's your answer?
Why are you proposing?
I thought this is what you wanted.
I don't want to marry you, Steve.
Well, I don't want to marry you either.
What are we doing?
What? There's gonna be a baby. And I don't want to just be a guy who sees you at the playground. I want to help.
That doesn't mean we have to get married. You're not in love with me, right?
No, especially not right now, I'm not.
Then you need to say that every day, because when you see me with this baby, you're going to think that we belong together. You're going to think that you're in love with me.
I don't know. I've seen you with my dog, and mostly you just seem uncomfortable. How are we going to do this? Raise a kid together and not be together?
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Miranda knew Steve wasn't right for her. But she wanted to do what was right for her baby.
By the way, I know that's a hand-me-down ring. I would never say yes to a hand-me-down ring.
You picked out this ring.
For Carrie.
Fine. Frankly, I can't afford a stupid ring and a baby.
See? This is working out already.
There was one person I needed to tell that, surprisingly, I was the marrying kind.
Hey.
Hey. Thank God you're here.
I have something to tell you.
Aiden left you?
I'm engaged.
Fuck you. Oh, let's have a drink and celebrate. Two rubies, please.
Two rubies.
He switched the ring on me.
The bastard.
And look. Ooh, it's a really good ring.
I've seen it.
What?
Well, somebody had to help the poor guy.
So now you want me to get married?
No.
But if you're going to ruin our lives, I'd at least like to look at a nice piece of jewelry.
Two rubies.
Hey, are you tan lady?
I was in Rio with Richard.
Rio with the CEO? Mistake.